Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have explained how the major Swiss bank, Credit Suisse, poses a major risk to America's financial system. A collapse of any single major global bank might be contained by the U.S. government and Federal Reserve Bank. However, there are multiple banks at risk of major losses and possible collapse. Should two or more of these banks descend to the brink of failure at the same time, I don't think the U.S. government and Fed have enough trillions of dollars to prevent a global financial crisis. According to the Federal Reserve, it made emergency overnight liquidity injections in the fourth quarter 2019, well before the pandemic. Deutsche Bank, Citigroup, Barclays, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan Chase all received more than $1 trillion each during that three-month period. Why would J.P. Morgan Chase, who Federal Reserve Chair Powell describes as having a fortress balance sheet, need almost $2.6 trillion of liquidity injections in just 3 months? Still, none of those banks were the largest beneficiaries of the Federal Reserve liquidity injections during the three-month period. Nomura Securities International, primary trading partner of the New York Fed, received $3.7 trillion of liquidity injections. This business, which had only $384 billion in assets at the end of March 2021, is small compared to J.P. Morgan's $3.2 trillion in assets at the same date. Why would it need such extreme liquidity injections? Well, its U.S. subsidiary, named Nomura Global Financial Products, Inc., is an over-the-counter derivatives dealer exempt from some U.S. government financial regulations. Not being subject to margin rules may help explain why Nomura suffered an almost $3 billion loss when Archegos Capital Management collapsed 19 months ago. I suspect Nomura received such massive liquidity injections to prevent its collapse that would have led to tens to hundreds of billions of dollars of losses in Nomura derivatives contracts held by major U.S. banks, insurers, and hedge funds as counterparties. If Nomura and any one other major global bank were pushed to the brink, there may not be enough money in the world to avoid a financial catastrophe. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.